Sister Jean was supposed to come here and give a testimony, share what was on the heart. She has a lot on her heart. But I think the Lord was speaking to someone here tonight. Praise God. Maybe all of us. Because I think all of us could gain something from what was said. You know, when you walk into a Pentecostal church, you never know what God is going to do. And that's one of the things I love about Pentecost. Amen? The Bible says suddenly. Amen? God, our God is a suddenly God. Amen? Hallelujah! And my wife and I, we came out to some of those churches where everything was pre-planned. They even planned when God would get into the service, which he didn't normally get a chance to get in. Praise God. Because they went ahead with their program. I remember one of our pastors was very, very strict, man, with time. And he said to his church one time, he was talking to some saints, and he said, you know, I tell my saints, we're going to start church at 7 o'clock whether Jesus is there or not. And when he said that, I said, oh, man. I wouldn't like to do that. Praise God. But we came out of that kind of situation, if you understand what I'm talking about, where people went ahead and did whatever they wanted to do, whether Jesus was in it or not. But I'm thankful for the Church of the Living God, where the Spirit of God has liberty to move. And where we don't tell him what to do, he tells us what to do. I asked my son, he wasn't going to bring this tonight, but I asked him to get his djembe. And I just felt we needed to. And after hearing what my wife had to say, I think we need to praise the Lord a little bit more tonight. Would somebody praise him with us? Amen. So, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I would invite Sister Sherry and all the other folks, but I don't want to put you on the spot. But we're gonna try. This is not rehearsed or anything. And my other two kids, they are the musicians, along with Joash, in the family. Okay, praise God. He's already trying to instruct me. Praise God. If my daughter was here, she would say, Dad, please. Right now. In fact, I can feel her spirit saying, Dad, please. When their mom and myself tried to start to sing, they said, please, Dad. Please, Mom. Amen. But we tell them, long before you were around, we were making a joyful noise unto the Lord. How many other people feel like, that's one of the things, again, I love about Pentecost. Amen. We thank God for the singers and the musicians, like Sister Sheree and all these talented folks. But we're thanking God that we have a God that when I begin to make my joyful noise, he says, do you hear that? That's my child. Amen. Sister Sheree and her mom were sharing with us. We have a little connection there. Brother Urshan, I think, was Sister Grissom's pastor at one point. Amen? And Brother Urshan, we used to love to have Brother Urshan come to Jamaica for our conference. He would come for our missions conference every year. And we would just love Brother Urshan, because Brother Urshan loves long services, if you know Brother Urshan. And Brother Urshan would preach 2.5 hours easily. And people would just want him to go on and on and on. That's just like how it is in Africa, by the way. I found out that's where we got that from. Praise God. Okay. Brother Urshan must be African. I don't know. But but anytime, I'm serious. When they give you a schedule, many times I've gotten schedules and they have my name down there. And it's 2.5 hours that they want me to speak for. I said, really? Praise God. I'll do what I can. But amen. We're going to sing a little song. What I decided to do, we have a, because we didn't plan this, we normally try to sing a song in Kiswahili and in English, but I'm going to, one of the things Sister Grissom said, Brother Urshan would do is he would come back and teach the folks here when he's been to Jamaica, a Jamaican chorus. Praise God. Amen. We're going to try and do that tonight. Praise God. And I'm going to have my son. I hope he'll, you know, the Lord will help us here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he doesn't even know what I'm going to sing. But I'm going to ask him to just help me on the djembe. Praise God. There's a little song. And again, let me preface this by saying, We say Jamaican choruses, but we'll take in Jamaica, we'll take something that we heard in North America and baptize it and call it Jamaican and say, well, that's a Jamaican. So bear with me if you say, oh, I thought I knew that song. Praise God. Amen. Just sounded a little bit different. But there's a little song that came to my mind tonight, and just even today in what's happening. You know, as my wife said, and as people have testified, we've heard some of the things, the prayer requests. You know, there's a lot just happening right now. And it's happening, and brethren, we're traveling among the churches. It's happening all throughout the churches. We just got word. I have an aunt who is an intercessor, godly woman. She's living in Jamaica. She's in the church, the United Pentecostal Church. She was saved at the same time we were saved. And this lady, she's 80 years old, coming back from church. We just got word just a few nights ago. She was coming home with her nurse. They were in a taxi. Her nurse looks after her. She's also a sister in the church. And they were traveling back. A car ran a red light, hit the taxi. They both ended up in the hospital. My aunt, 80 years old, she was rushed into emergency because they said they felt she had punctured her lungs, broken some bones, and her nurse had a fractured skull. They couldn't stop the bleeding, all manner of things. And we were just getting these things right, left, and center. And we were, you know, it's kind of like God. If somebody mentioned Job, it was like Job. Like Job, if you see, it was one after the other. It was not just one thing. And the brother said here, you know, God, the scripture says God will not give us above that which we are able. Well, I found that God will give you what you think you can't handle, but he will help you to handle it. Praise God. Because God is going to take this church. Let me tell you, God has big things in store for this church. And the trial of our faith, the Bible says, is more precious than gold. God, the things of this world, when bad things happen in this world, people get down. But when it happens to believers, believers are lifted up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The flood in Noah's day drowned a lot of people, but it lifted the believers above that destruction. And that's God's way. Trouble does not destroy the church. It makes the church stronger. Hallelujah. Because you and I see God in a way we've never seen him before. This song says, if you know the Lord is keeping you, what you gonna worry about? If you know the Lord is keeping you, why don't you sing and shout? Glory, hallelujah. Praise his name. Every day he's just the same. If you know the Lord is keeping you, what you going to worry about? Anybody ever heard that? Hallelujah. So I think this is officially Jamaican. Praise God. If you know the Lord is keeping you, what you going to worry about? Sing it back to me. It's keeping you. Oh, if you know the Lord is keeping you, why don't you sing and shout? Glory, hallelujah, praise his name. Every day he's just the same. If you know the Lord is keeping you,
if you know the Lord is keeping you,
what you gonna worry about? Turn to somebody else and sing it now. If you know the Lord is keeping you, what you gonna worry about? If you know the Lord is keeping you, why don't you sing and shout? Glory, hallelujah, praise his name. Every day he's just the same. If you know the Lord is keeping you, what you gonna worry about? Well, sing. If you know the Lord is keeping you, what you gonna worry about? If you know the Lord is keeping you, why don't you sing and shout? Glory, hallelujah, praise his name. Every day he's just the same. If you know the Lord is keeping you, what you gonna worry about? One more time. If you know the Lord is keeping you, what you gonna worry about? If you know the Lord is keeping you, why don't you sing and shout?
Glory, hallelujah, praise his name. Every day he's just the same. If you know the Lord is keeping you, what you gonna worry about? Clap your hands to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus, for keeping me. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you know he's keeping you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that he's keeping me. Hallelujah. 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 I just feel to encourage somebody. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise God. Thank you so much for helping us there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Really, I just feel we need to just go along and just have a grand time in the Lord. I feel like just worshiping and praising him. Hallelujah. We sing a song that says, I feel like praising him. That's how I feel. Hallelujah. That's a US one. Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I see there's somebody that feels like praising him. You know what? This confuses the devil. Because the things that are happening, the devil was hoping we would come and have a funeral service here. Hallelujah. But somebody is singing, I feel like praising him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me tell you something. I feel like the Lord just gave my wife a message for this church. Hallelujah. We were exhorted. We were encouraged. We were challenged. Praise God. And I could not have done a better job, I must say. I really believe when she was speaking there, I said, God, you are speaking to us. And I hope somebody is taking heed to the word of God. But let me say this. If there is somebody here that you have a need, you need the Holy Ghost, you need healing, you have something that you need right now from the Lord. Praise God. I wonder if you have a need, I want you to come and stand here at the front here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just come and stand across the front here. Hallelujah. From the very beginning of the service, I saw the Lord that we need to not just hear, but we need to be doers of the word. The message the Lord gave me tonight was basically that wise men not only hear, but they act upon what they hear. Foolish people hear things and don't do anything about what they hear. But wise men act upon what they hear. Let me tell you who is going to go to heaven. Those who hear the word of God and do something about it. Let me tell you who is going to be healed. Those who hear and act upon the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Is there anybody here that you have been seeking the Holy Ghost? And you have asked God to fill you with the Holy Ghost, but you have never yet spoken with tongues, but you would love to have that experience. Is there anybody, if you lift your hand right now, is there anybody here in the room? I just want to see it. The reason I'm asking this is because the Holy Ghost is the most precious gift that anybody could receive. It's the greatest miracle. Let no one fool you. I'm telling you something. I have seen testimonies. I have actually been in situations where God has done some amazing miracles, but there is no greater miracle than the miracle of somebody receiving the Holy Ghost speaking with tongues. You saw that little video clip there. Many of those people, they just heard about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But they heard what they needed to do and they decided we're going to repent. We're going to be baptized. And then they were told that when you repent and you are baptized in Jesus' name, you shall
receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see what happened to them? When that video clip there, you saw many of them, they will come out of the water and immediately God fills them with the Holy Ghost. They begin to speak with other tongues. They never been taught. Praise God. But God fulfills His word. God is just looking for somebody that will take Him at His word. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what the scripture also said. That word shall is a very important shall. It's a very important word. It's important shall. It's true. But let me tell you what it is. They say that's an imperative word. It means there's power behind that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Especially when God says shall. God doesn't say anything and don't mean it. He says, you repent, you get baptized in Jesus' name, you shall receive the Holy Ghost. You know what it says? These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. They shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Hallelujah. How many believe that you will, you shall? Hallelujah. There is no room. There is no room there for failure. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, hallelujah, there are people here that have come with needs. And we need some believers in the house, hallelujah, that believe the word of God. That believe that these words are not the words on a page, but they are the living word of God that cannot lie. Settled in heaven, every promise that God made here. And you read this book, all God has always looked for is somebody to believe His word. The only people that the word of God cannot help is those that refuse to believe it. The Bible says this word did not, it speaks of one group of people, some Israelite people, after God took them out of Egypt. It says, with many of them God was not pleased. He was grieved, in fact. You know why? Because of unbelief. It says this. It says they did not mix. They heard the gospel, the good news, but they did not mix the word with faith. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, in order to get some things, you have to mix some things with some other things to get something. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And I could go through some different things here. Amen. But as much as I told you, my son, he loves bacon. But he wouldn't go in Walmart, pick up a thing of bacon and eat it just like that. He wants his mom to take that and mix it with some other things and do some things to it. And then he will devour it. Praise God. That's what God is saying. If you want to see some glorious things happen, take my word. Act upon it. And watch what will happen. Yes. Hallelujah. James said, faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. Praise God. What God is looking for somebody to believe, to act upon His word. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. From the beginning of this service, I heard Brother Bacon said, if you had a need, he challenged us to walk around. I myself had some needs. I was thinking about my aunt in particular, who is lying in, possibly in intensive care right now. I understand she was on a ventilator. Different situations. The person who would normally even be looking after her, she is also lying in the same hospital. Praise God, her nurse. You know, it's just an overwhelming situation. My cousin flew down there. She herself is a nurse. And it's just so overwhelming. Praise God. But let me tell you, we serve a God who is well able. He's more than able.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before my aunt's daughter got there, Jesus was already there. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't have to take a plane either. He was there. Hallelujah. He is there. Right now in that situation that you are. I want you, let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to look at that situation that you have right now. Whether it be sickness, whether it be you're needing a spiritual renewing, the Holy Ghost, whatever you need. I want you to look at that situation, and I want you to look from that situation and look at the God that you serve. And you will see that that situation is no problem whatsoever. Hallelujah. Because our God is more than able to do anything that we need Him to do. Hallelujah.
I'm going to ask Sister Sherry and the musicians here to help us, because I really do believe one of the things the Lord has impressed upon us, it's okay to pray and it's good to pray, but sometimes you need to go beyond prayer and you begin to praise. Hallelujah. And there were times when God would tell his people, to deal with this situation, I want you to praise me. I want you to praise me. God would say to his leadership, don't get an army here. I don't want carnal weapons in this. I want you to get a choir together. I want you to get some musicians. I want you to get some singers. I want you to get some people who believe. And I want you to begin to praise me with all of your heart. And let me do what I need to do. Hallelujah. Praise is the language of faith. Hallelujah. I want you to praise God in that situation. Praise him for what you need. Don't ask him anymore. Don't beg him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, why don't you sing and shout? Glory, hallelujah. Praise his name. Every day he's just the same. If you know he's Almighty God and he can do all things, praise him. Praise him. He taught out of a higher. The Holy Ghost is already falling in this place.
Anything and everything.
In Jesus' name.
He can do anything but fail.
Come on, church.
God can do anything.
That's it. That's
anything
it. That's it.
Anything and everything.
Hey.
Nothing he cannot do.
Yes.
God can do anything.
Come on, church.
Anything.
Give him a high
everything.
Praise. Give him the highest praise you can give him right now. From the depth of your soul. Hallelujah.
Anything and everything. There is nothing.
Yes.
He cannot
do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Anything and everything. He can do anything but fail. Oh, and God can heal anything.
Worry about anything tonight. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to worship.